Good morning. Namaste. So, there is a question on one of the writings of the mother, which is about, which touches upon the possible destiny of the psychic being. People often ask, what happens after you realize the psychic being? And the soul has developed fully. The first part of our training when we come to earth is through lives to develop into a conscious psychic individuality. That is the psychic being. Because the soul has within it, in the form of a seed of a divine personality which is individual. So each one will represent some aspect or aspects of the divine which will emerge through the course of evolution. But for this emergence, it has to face the challenges of life and death, birth and death. So it will go through one life, face the challenge, then some aspect comes out. Actually, if we see, all challenges without exception are only to help bring out something from within us. Something deep, something strong. But people, because of a certain kind of mindset, certain approach towards God, that God is out there. You see, this is a very, it's not an Indian concept of divinity. That God is out there, who is judging you, who is, you know, who can reward you, punish you. So whenever there is an illness, we think it's a punishment from God. That's not the purpose of creation. That is how people during the Black Death in Europe in plague time said it's a curse. Because God is angry, so he has punished us. But that's not how the Indian thought has looked at God. So everything in life that happens from the Indian perspective is to bring out your innate divine nature. So we are not fallen beings who have to just, you know, seek mercy and suddenly God will, depending on whether we are following a rule book or not, if God at all himself follows a rule book, will pardon us and take us into his fold. That's not the purpose. So challenges of life are meant to awaken us. And if you look at life like that, it's wonderful. Even death is the extreme challenge. What does death remind us? Do you have an immortal element in you? So if you have found it, you say yes. At the end of the story. Now, if we look at it like this, over a period of lives, this psychic little seed, essence, starts putting out different powers and aspects of itself. And as the person goes from one life to another, the personality becomes more and more complex. So according to Indian tradition, you have 365 personalities. And all these godheads will begin to emerge. So the more developed a person has gone through number of lives, the more complex, independent, almost independent personalities the person will have. He'll have many sides and dimensions. That's what Shobindo reminds Dilip Kumar Roy, that one part of you want to be an ascetic, but what about the rasic in you? What about the artist in you? What about the rational, logical person in you? What about the bhakta in you? How will you reconcile all these things? So as we grow, there is a psychic personality which is put out. Once it is put out and we have a fully developed psychic being, then a number of things start to happen. One of them is we suddenly get flashes about the memory of past life. Now these flashes are not arbitrarily that I sit in meditation and I see something. It may happen like that, but usually it is you come in contact with something and you enter into that truth of your past. It becomes like a trigger and they are psychic moments. Not necessarily the full-fledged personality. Sometimes you can decipher the personality, the name and form. Sometimes you may not be able to decipher the personality. You get a clue from which you can take out. So this is the first thing she is revealing. Second is you discover your relation with Mother and Sri Aurobindo. That's something very interesting. Our relation runs through many, many lives. It's not only this life. So you discover at least some of those crucial junctures where you have been connected with the Mother and Sri Aurobindo or Mother or Sri Aurobindo in some way or the other. So this connection could be immediately with Sri Aurobindo as his, you know, as the avatar, where you know who you were in the past life, or it may be with Mother's, you know, physically related to her, or in some event you have participated along with them. So it is these actions which have mounted up and brought us here, where we stand today. The second thing that can happen is because now the psychic being is developed, it can support the action of a godhead. So one of these lines of descent of consciousness, what are these lines of descent of consciousness? The words he uses is, see, creation comes from above downwards. So what is above, who is above is one. But the one is infinite. He has many aspects of himself, but primarily four. So these four are, you know, the Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh and Krishna, if you take that pantheon. Or you, if you take it in another way, it is existence, consciousness, force and Ananda. Now each of them will have many, many, many ramifications, almost infinity. So all of these gods, godheads in different planes are looking for a human instrument, because their work is to act upon earth. But it's very difficult to act without a human instrument which is open, because then they have to hide behind the wheel and do the action. But it's very difficult. So if there is a human being as a supporting point, it becomes very easy. So in ancient times, you will hear in Mahabharata story, Arjuna is the child of Indra. So Indra becomes his guardian angel. Indra wants to protect him. Whereas Karna is Suryaputra Karna. So all of them, these great gods, they have their little children like emanations. They support their action. In the War of Troy, you see it very, very clearly. So they sit and discuss. So they say, but he is my bhakta. I can't deceive him. I can't like let go of him. So but she says, but this is the decision. Whatever you may do, ultimately this is the thing which is going to happen. So always these godheads support the psychic being which has developed enough, and they have descended and fused with the psychic being. So when that happens, a person becomes either a demigod or his action is like a god. Like a god means it's a cosmic action. Gods don't have an individual action, they have a cosmic action. The personality begins to become a world personality. Consciousness becomes very vast, because gods have a very vast consciousness. Like Swami Vivekananda, Rudra Avatar. Now in such an instance, the good and bad becomes redundant. Because like Swami Vivekananda getting angry, now you tell him, he's a Rudra Avatar. How is he going to bear the forces of Rudra in his human system? So it's a very different kind of a being on whom there is a very different kind of action of the divine consciousness. Then another thing which can happen is when there is a developed, fully developed psychic being, one may return back to help earth and mankind or participate in the work in some way or the other. So such persons can become a vibhuti, though one can become a vibhuti even before there is a fully developed psychic being. Vibhuti is where there is an abundance of an action of or aspect of the divine in a human being. And because of that abundance, it spills over. And sometimes it breaks the mold. That's why Sri Aurobindo in one of his aphorisms describes that who is genius? Genius is an attempt of nature to go beyond herself. And in the process, she breaks the mold. So that's why you have the term eccentric genius. Because the mold is what the body, it cannot contain that excessive onrush of energy. So when the divine visions looks at humanity, it doesn't look the way that all in the same boat. Why is Sri Krishna so partial to Arjuna, if you ask? People blame him, no? Like that what is the difference, Karna and Arjuna? Karna is the one who is more, underdog. But Krishna is taking side of Arjuna. So divine doesn't see the way we see. He looks at Arjuna that in lives he has battled with him for the ages. And now Arjuna has become... Indra is the greatest of God at that point of time. So he has become an emanation of Indra. So it's important to support Arjuna, because he's a Deva type. Even in Gita he tells him, after the Devasuri Sampada, he tells Arjuna, but you don't worry, this is a list I have given. It's a very beautiful list. Please put it in the room where it is visible. This is one of the lists again I used to put, and these are the qualities to develop. So he tells him after the list of qualities, he says, but Arjuna, you don't worry, you are a Deva type. Don't go through the list. So these lines of descent of consciousness are these great beings of the overmind or even around that plane who may descend and take hold of a human being. Like in our own context in the ashram, we know for example, that how with Pavitra Das, Sri Aurobindo himself has written aspects of Sri Ramakrishna and Christ. With regard to our Amrita, it was the consciousness of Brahma, and Nalnida, the consciousness of Varuna. So many other these gods, and they can descend and become active through this individual. So that destiny is very different. So I'll just quickly read that Just to put the context, the psychic being, it is the psychic being which brings in the contact through past lives or personalities, that is through something essential and still operative in them which it has kept. So there are unfinished curves of evolution, there is those touches it has received. So these are the context point through which it recognizes. But in addition, some psychic beings have come here who are ready to join with great lines of consciousness. This is what I was mentioning just now. Above, represented often by beings of the higher planes and are therefore specially fitted to join with the mother intimately in the great work that has to be done. These have all special relation with the mother, which adds to the past one. So already they have been with the mother in different lives. So which makes them special. Now this is a tremendous destiny. It cannot be understood mentally. And then when the person has come, because one may say they are privileged beings. Well, they are privileged beings. But if you look at it, that how they are privileged, they have gone through something because of which. Some people often ask that, why is it that Sri Aurobindo has said that in the ashram, if somebody dies, or the mother has said, one is straight away taken to Devlok or Sri Aurobindo Lok rather than to Yamlok. So why be partial? So no, this is okay one way if you look at it. But look at it this way, that somebody has come, good or bad, capable or incapable is not the issue. But somebody had the strength and the courage and the heroism to take the leap. That now I belong to Mother and Sri Aurobindo, I'll work for them. Whether you work well or unwell is not the issue. But you took that decision. Meaning thereby, you made a conscious choice that I'll now work for Mother and Sri Aurobindo. And now they have accepted you or enrolled you in their list. So what happens then? Then a special grace is there on all, universal grace. And depending upon whether you open or not, or is an earth prayer, always you are heard. But these beings are marked out as special beings, not because of anything else, maybe one act that Ma, I want to belong to you. After that, it's her responsibility. She takes hold of it. Sometimes she takes hold of not only you, but of families. Yes, mother has mentioned that. On top of it, because of your development, you may join to one of these gods, lines of consciousness, gods and goddesses. As for the present formation, it may obviously have elements which, not being joined or met with the mother, may feel themselves strange to her. It is such an element which may feel standing in the way, but it is an exterior formation and does not belong to the past or to the future evolution. At any rate, in its present figure, it must either disappear or change. So this is about, but yet there are aspects. One part may open because it has previous connection with the mother, or because there is a godlike element which has descended. But there may be in the surface nature a formation, strong formation. I'll give an example. Somebody as a child has seen something very traumatic, and from the parents or from that incidence has deduced that God is very cruel. So now when the person comes in contact with Mother and Sri Aurobindo, for him Mother and Sri Aurobindo are gods. So now while on one side he is very open, but the moment one notices a small little incidence, that whole formation comes in. Oh, how could mother be so cruel? This is because it's a present formation. It is not something which is come either from the past or something like an incorrigible element. Yet at the same time, for the sake of yoga, it must change or disappear. That should be the makes very clear. You can't do that. You can't be on one side opening with faith, on the other side doubting, and being doubts also come to people, but become hostile and throw up all these complaints and then expect the grace to act. Grace will still be there. Mother was asked, the grace will not act. She said, no, grace will be there, but you have closed yourself. So it's important that if these elements are there in the personality, despite a developed psychic being, they may be there. They may be there because it's part of the earth formation. Present formation, as we enter into the earth. There could be a bad heredity. There are people who remain sickly from childhood and they obviously raise questions. Why am I so sick? Why has divine done this to me? But the reasons are very different. So they may have these kind of thoughts. So Sri Aurobindo says, if you have them, don't take it that this is something which you are dragging on from the past. They may still be there in spite of a developed psychic being. There is a part which is connected with the mother through lives. That is what has brought us here. But not everything has been connected. There are parts which have not been connected. And they are formation of the present and they will come. But since you are connected with the mother, it says they will not persist in the future. Because that has already been pre-decided. But in any case, if they are there, resistances, you have to keep them away. One cannot step in two boats. Yoga means yoga. It's not like, it's okay, I have my doubts, I have my free will thinking, whatever is meant by that. One can continue, but it's a most dangerous thing to do. The mother has always cautioned against this tendency of the human mind. Much better to say that I have a defect, I cannot overcome it. I have doubts, Ma, please cleanse me of that. I have this difficulty, I have resistances, to open to her like a child. Rather than say that this is me, I can't help it. No, if we have that approach, then we fix that formation. This is me. There is only one me and that is the Divine Mother's child. All other me's are me. Memes. You know what is meme? Meme is that, no? M-E-M-E. Meme. So they are all memes. So you have to offer it. That's the purpose of the psychic being, to detect them and give it to mother. But if we justify it and say, no, this is good or whatever, then it's like a dangerous thing to do. Namaste.